Our Singh's brothers infiltrated the palace. Could have been her.
A shriek twice as long and piercing as normal ripped itself from the little sorcerer. He began to shake and shudder and spit. Even the child took a step back. Nobody offered to help. Chapter 6 4 days passed before Croker was ready to leave Taglios. He spent most of that time arguing with the Radisha. Their sessions were private. I was not allowed to sit in. The little I heard from Cordy Mather later suggested they had butted heads vigorously, and Cordy hadn't gotten to hear a tenth of what was said. I don't think Cordy is real pleased with his role around here anymore. More and more, the Radisha treats him the way some powerful men treat their mistresses. He's supposed to be the commander of the Royal Guards, and he's done a damned good job there, but the more he plukes the woman, the more she seems to think he's just a toy, not to be trusted with anything substantive. If he hadn't been feeling irritable about it, he wouldn't have mentioned the conflict. Same old, I asked. Expenses? Over the years, Croker got the Radisha to buy millions of arrows, hundreds of thousands of spears and javelins, tens of thousands of lances and saddles and sabers. He filled warehouses with swords and shields. He acquired mobile artillery accompanied by ammunition caissons. He accumulated dray horses, mule and ox teams by the dozens of hundreds. He had war elephants and work elephants, lumber enough to raise new cities. 1,000 unassembled box kites, big enough to lift a man. Same old, Mather admitted. He tugged angrily at his tangled brown hair. He apparently expects this to go bad. This. The winter offensive. That's what the squabbling was about. Starting to accumulate replacement stuff now in case this goes bad. That sounded like the old man. He could never make enough preparations. Which was probably why, as the passion of his response to the Strangler raid waned, he seemed ever less eager to throw everything into the fray. But knowing Croker, the arguments could be a diversion, too. He might just be trying to scare the Radisha into being reluctant to pull any political stunts while he was away. He was close to the line. What do you mean? There's a point where the woman just won't argue anymore. Oh, enough said. I understood. If the old man went any further, he would have to exercise his warlord's powers and place the princess under arrest. And would that ever stir up a nest of vipers? He'd do it, I told Mather. I assumed word would get back to the woman, but not over war material, I don't think. If the Prabhendra Dra and Radisha don't live up to their promises to help the company get back to Kadavar, though, the captain could turn unpleasant. Taking us back to the company's origins in fabled Kadavar had been Croker's main passion for nearly a decade now. If you pressed him a little, sometimes an almost fanatical determination shimmered behind the usual coterie of masks he presents to the world. I hoped Cordy would take that message to his bedmate. Also, I was kind of poking an anthill with a stick to see if, in his funk, he would reveal the royal thinking about our quest. It wasn't something the prince and his sister discussed, mostly because the